This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. As our days are slowly getting longer and the weather more pleasant, very gradually so, those of you with fruit trees in your home landscape or home orchard might want to think toward pruning those trees. Joining us once again is K-State Research and Extension horticulturist Ward Upham with some of the general rules of pruning these. And this is somewhat of a mandatory step as far as fruit tree management, isn't it, Ward?
That's right. And so these are going to be listed in order. So you go through these in order, and you're going to stop when you hit about 30% of the tree. You never take out more than 30% of the tree. There is one exception, which I'll mention later. Mm-hmm. So the first step is to take out any broken, damaged, or diseased limbs. Now, if it's broken or dead, for example, you don't count that as 30%. If two branches form a narrow angle, in other words, if they're growing really close to one another and that V is really narrow, one of them needs to go. One of them's going to split out if you don't take it out. Also, take out all suckers and water sprouts. Suckers come up from the base of the tree or from the roots. And so they're going to be growth from that area. Those need to come out. Water sprouts come up on the major limbs of the tree and grow straight up. And you mainly see these on like apple trees, especially if you prune them fairly hard. You're going to see both suckers and water sprouts. Those need to come out. Then if you have two branches that cross, one of them has to go because you don't want that wound to develop. And then cut back or remove branches that are so low they interfere with harvest or pruning. If you cut back a branch, you take it back to the next larger branch or even to the trunk. You do not leave a stub. Now, if there's a collar there, that swollen area where it attaches, you don't cut into the collar. Just take it so it's flush with it. And then you cut back branches to reduce the total size of the tree if necessary. And then you thin the branches on the interior of the tree. Now, when you hit 30%, you stop.
Right.
And so you may not make it through all these steps, but when you hit 30%, you stop. So how much you prune depends on the type of tree that you have.
And break that down. You have these categorized, more or less.
That's right. So the first group is those that really don't need much pruning. That's cherry, pear, and plum. If you have any of the problem things, such as narrow branches or trees rubbing, any type of that thing, then you prune them. Other than that, you really don't need to do much to them. The next ones that need pruning are going to be apples and peaches. Apples, if you don't prune them, tend to be overgrown. If you don't prune them, you're going to have a windstorm or an ice storm that'll take them out. It'll just break them apart. And so it's important that you prune them, not only so that they don't break apart in wind and ice storms, but also because they tend to overbear. In other words, you get into what's called biennial bearing. You get a huge fruit load one year and no fruit the next. And so by pruning them well, you can reduce the amount of fruit so that they bear the right amount of fruit every year. Now, you probably still have to do some thinning. You want an apple, for example, about every, maybe 6 inches or so. And that will be enough that the tree will be able to produce fruit every year so that you don't get into that biennial bearing thing.
What specifics are required for peaches then?
Yeah, peaches are different in the sense that they bear fruit on wood that grew the previous season. If you don't prune for several years, if you do get a year when you get fruit, it's going to be borne clear on the ends of the branches. You're going to break the tree apart. Problem with peaches and nectarines is that you don't get fruit every year. You get a late frost and it's going to take it out.
Yep.
Take the fruit out. Tree's going to be fine. It's important that you prune every year, though, so that when you do get fruit, it's borne closer to the center of the tree so that you don't break the tree apart. I mentioned that there's an exception to that 30% rule. That's with peaches. I mean, you don't have to take over 30%, but you can. You can take out a third every year if you want to. And so that's one of those trees you really do need to prune, even if it doesn't have any fruit.
Regardless of your expectations on productivity, do think about pruning. That is part of long-term maintenance of all of these fruit trees. And we're now around to the time where you should be thinking about that, home fruit growers, and actually carrying that out as the weather allows. Ward, thank you.
You bet.
That from horticulturist Ward Upham of Kansas State University on this Plantarama produced by K-State Research and Extension over the K-State Radio Network.